All right, and welcome back to the Gulf Coast Grow Show virtual edition. I'm your host, Jason Lee, my co-host, Clint Aiken. Right now, we are just kind of, we are what we would consider social distancing. And so, unfortunately, unable to get us all in the studio together, but we've really trying to keep with our rhythm and our mission of bringing great quality information that's important to both our stakeholders and to the region, to our general audience, to ensure that people stay educated on the things that are taking place really across the Gulf Coast, throughout our economy, and through the Economic Alliance Houston-Port Region. And today, we're joined by Christy Claypool from Metter Staffing, a really kind of a homegrown company across the Southeast region. I'm a big fan because you guys have been around since, I mean, gosh, since I was a kid, and I've seen the name. And so just a fan to have you guys on today. But I think the topic couldn't even be more relevant, right, which is learning and understanding what seeking a job looked like, you know, maybe before COVID, and what that's going to need to look and feel like today. We're going to talk a little bit about how to make your resume stand out, which is, I think a lot of people are going to need some help there. And then finally, we're going to talk a little bit about the industries or the segments or sectors that are hiring, both seasonally or, you know, really from a long-term perspective, so career paths and things of that nature. So we are really blessed to have you today, Christy. We know that you are an active participant, really in the Economic Alliance, and kind of just a signature person over there. We always love your smile. You always bring great energy and enthusiasm to the organization and to the region. So thankful to have you today. I'd love for you to just give everybody kind of a backdrop. I think you have a great story. We'd love to hear that story, and then tell us a little bit about Metter, and then we'll dive into some of the other topics.
Sure. Awesome. I love to tell my story because I know everyone has their own story and journey of how they ended up in their careers. And I love to tell my story. And my story is I was a single mom unexpectedly, and I had a part-time job, and I really liked that part-time job. In fact, it was full-time, but I had went part-time because at that time I had, you know, two incomes and all of that. Well, once I became single, then I thought, well, gosh, now I need full time again, you know? And so I was driving down Center Street, in Deer Park, and it literally, Jason, looked like God had just took that building and highlighted something for me. I was on my way to the grocery store, and it was like a Sunday or something. And I thought, that building sure is standing out because it's connected to other buildings. It was just standing out to me. Wow. And so that Monday, I thought, oh, well, and I did see that the sign, and it was before they had an electronic sign, and it says, you know, Metter Staffing, and I didn't know how to pronounce Metter. I was saying Meador and all of that, and I thought, well, I'll go in there on Monday when they open and see, because it looks like it might be a place to find employment, but I had never been to a staffing firm my whole life, and sure enough, I mean, I went in there. I told them, you know, my story of how I was just looking for really, truthfully, just another part-time job to complement the part-time I had. I thought, okay, together, I think I'll be fine. And lo and behold, you know, as fate has it, they ended up hiring me on at Metter Staffing to work for them. But that was not what I was thinking the destiny it was going in that direction, but I'm so glad that it did. And I like to tell my story because I know for those that come in an unexpected situation where they're looking for employment and you don't even know where to go. Certainly I love my story and how Metter Staffing helped me, but I recommend connecting to a staffing agency to help you through these times.
Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that as the son of a single mom who grew up and had to make that transition and was raised by her. I can just tell you, I admire it, and I admire the tenacity that takes to just have to shift gears and be able to do that. But more importantly, what you just described with saying God having kind of put that out in the forefront and laid it out and made it visible, because I know from personal experience, having witnessed and watched the work that you do, that you have a true gift for connecting and serving others, and to be able to take people who are potentially anxious about where they're heading and what they need to be doing and how to get there, and to be able to cast that vision and that journey and bridge the gap between unemployment and finding a job is really a gift and a blessing. And so, and not to mention the fact that the organization itself, Metter, the leadership that's there, very familiar with them, their active role, both in the Chamber and the Economic Alliance. These are people who genuinely care. And I think you just hit the nail on the head. What a blessing. So as we pivot from that and start talking about some of the things that maybe people are faced with right now, right? We're in a pretty unique time as a nation and a lot of disruption. And now a lot of people are starting to wonder about how do I change, or maybe I need to get into a new career, maybe something that's going to have maybe less volatility or things of that nature. I know, especially in upstream and other parts of the oil and gas sector, there's a lot of people that are potentially looking outside of it now. And so talk to us a little bit about the dynamics that are changing and what it feels like, maybe pre-COVID, what we were seeing. I mean, obviously we see unemployment numbers, but now out of COVID, what does it look like? Give us your thoughts around that.
Sure, I'm happy to. So certainly my recommendation before COVID of how to job search is going to be different than it's different. So prior to COVID, I always recommended, of course, every company says, go online, fill out your resume, oh my God, it's just so daunting, to fill out those applications, but there's no other way around that. Then you have to upload the resume from there. So that is what I call step one. There's three steps. Well, there's multiple steps, but three is what I'm going to cover for today. Okay. So step one, of course, is still the online application. Fill that out. Try to go directly to that company's website. But if they only have it posted on Indeed or Zip or one of those other kind of career search engines, then certainly you can utilize that. But if you can get that company name in any way, I would always, before COVID, recommend to follow up with an in-person with your resume in hand that says, hey, I filled out your application on July 15th. I just simply wanted to drop off my hard copy to let you know I hope I have the opportunity to meet you. That is what I did and recommended before COVID. I've always said, no one can sell you better than you. So it's important to, you may not see the hiring manager, but if you make that connection with their front desk person or the admin that happens to be there at the moment, they might actually pass on a good word and say, hey, Jason said he filled out his application on July 15th. He came in and brought a hard copy. He wrote a little personal note for you. I just wanted to pass this on. So that's what I was recommending when we could go into the offices. The only thing different now to me is still we have to do the online job search and upload our resumes, but then follow up with a phone call instead and let them know, hey, I filled out your online application on the 15th, and I just wanted to call you personally to let you know that I sure hope I have the opportunity to meet you. Let them hear your voice. This will help you to stand out than the other 1,000 applicants that they're possibly have that's on their online. They've only got one person or so that's called with this type of, and it's got to be genuine. It's got to be, it's got to be real authentic. And just, I'm truly interested in working at ABC Industrial, and in all honesty, I know I filled out your application, but I just wanted you to hear my voice and my enthusiasm to let you know that I hope I have the opportunity to meet with you. So, and you kind of want to go with a meet with you. You're taking it to the next step, which is that interview. It's kind of a bit much to say, I hope I have the opportunity to work with you. That's a little sometimes too much. You're just trying to take it in the steps that job search naturally is, which is, a resume, interview process. And then from there, of course, the ultimate goal is to get that offer letter. But just let them know that second step is in your phone call, that you hope to have that opportunity. And it's important to name the date that you filled out that application. Keep in mind that applications are coming into them multiple times, several days a week. They need to know where to exactly find your, how can Jason stand out? He specifically said, I filled it out on July 15th, and I just wanted to follow up with you to let you know that I hope I have the opportunity to meet you. So that will help you to stand out in this job search today.
I think that's a really good call out. And one of the things that I've been preaching to people who are displaced in this environment and trying to help them through is the understanding that even today, because of social channels, LinkedIn, all these other platforms, there's ways to find and engage with decision makers virtually, so they know who you are, and they start to see you or know who you are. And so right now they might have 100 applications in this resume bank, hoping that someone is going to get to yours. But today you don't have to go and hope to meet somebody at a networking event. You can literally follow those pages and engage. You know, I see industrial people every day, leaders, decision makers, posting something about their industry, you know, and so I think, well, why are you not pursuing those people and commenting and engaging with them so that they start to identify a face? And then when you call them, you can say, hey, Christy, it's Jason. We've talked a few times on LinkedIn. And then they go, oh, yeah, you know, by the way, I'm trying to apply your job. I filled out this resume. And they almost can even relate to you. Be like if you shook their hand virtually 10 or 12 times at local events. I think people forget you now have the access to virtual handshakes on a regular basis if you pursue them. So I love what you're saying. It's just about standing out. That's that is great stuff. And following up with the phone call. And actually, the key is don't just submit a resume and call it a day.
Right. Exactly. That is the key. And I love what you said, Jason, too, because as another reminder, if you can't for some reason get a phone call, because I know there's a lot of offices working from home, working remotely, their calls may or may not be transferred to their cell phone. So if you cannot do a phone call, LinkedIn is the next best place. And something, a message to the effect of, I noticed we follow 3 of the same companies. I noticed we have 12 of the same connection lines. I just want you to know that I've filled out that application on the 15th, and I hope I do have the opportunity to connect with you. You know, something, that extra mile you have to go to stand out from the thousands.
Yeah, and people, that if you're watching them from the audience, there's a lot of tools on LinkedIn that are designed. It was originally created as a platform that was designed for job pursuit and seeking. So its entire design is centered around that medium. And so it's important for people to understand that they need to leverage the tools that are their resources. And if they don't know, find somebody, work with a staffing agency, but also get connected to people who are down to help you. So now that those are a couple of key action items, let's pivot a little bit to the actual resume. So I spent, you know, probably 15 years in multi-unit leadership. And so I've sorted through, I don't know, thousands of resumes. And I'm sure you've seen tens of thousands upon tens of thousands of resumes. Yeah. How do you get yours to stand out? What does somebody need to do to make sure that they actively get the right resume so that someone would pull it out from the stack and take a look at it?
There's a lot of tricks to the trade in resume. I do recommend getting a professional to review your resume, someone from a staffing agency. Certainly Metter Staffing is as we've even stepped it up more to be able to help candidates with doing this and making sure that the formatting and things like that are straight. But more importantly, if I'm aiming for a specific job, I'm going to use that language in my resume for that job. And I'll always like to give the example of this to help me to stand out. For example, I'm an account manager at Metter Staffing. Mm-hmm. If I was looking for a job, then that means I would go online, because you put yourself in the seat of the manager. When you're job search, you trade places. Don't put yourself in the seat of the candidate. Put yourself in the, so you can see it through the eye of what is a manager looking for at, I'm just saying, ABC Industrial. So if I am looking, I'm going to type, you know, account manager and see what pops up. Well, I can also change up my search because Metter Staffing calls me an account manager, all companies do not call us account managers. Right. Some people might call me an outside sales rep or a business development director or a territory manager. So it's very important in an electronic search, it's all about the keyword search. So you want to use these keywords that all companies, you're making yourself almost like a more, instead of a specific bait, if you're interested, I say resumes are like fishing. If you want to just use, get a specific fish, you use a specific bait. But if you're on a real active search and say, I'm just trying to get some bites, then this is where that resume change up is going to be vital. So for example, I put in my resume, if I was on a job search, you know, Christy Claypool, account manager, Metter Staffing. But in the content of my resume, I put, in my years as a territory manager, in doing business development for the Gulf Coast region, now I'm using keywords like territory manager, business development. The reason why I'm in doing this and the intent behind it is because when that manager, because again, I'm in the seat of the manager and I'm typing only what that manager would type. He's going to type whatever his company calls it. He's not going to type what my company calls it. So that's why you use all of these synonyms so that you're making sure you're popping up in every search that that manager is looking for. And that should get more traction, but you have to use all of those words.
So I'm going to slow down what you just said and back up for our audience real quick, Christy, because
I think,
you were describing the words inside of the resume. So just to make sure I can articulate that to anybody who's listening that is in the job seek process, if you are completing your resume, you've got to use words that person that are generalized, that are keywords. So they're going to go into their, you know, their data source and type in things that they want. Okay, I need a territory manager. So if you I need, you know, strong skills, you know, sales skills, you know, B2B sales, you know, whatever. So if you know that that's what you've done, those keywords have got to be there, but they probably got to be early on too, right? So something that it's going to go in and identify, or you could even use multiple words. I would understand that a lot of the software that's designed out there is going to look for the most amount of hits, I guess, weave throughout that resume, correct?
That is correct. So that's why it's important to use all of those words. And I know they're all synonyms.
Right.
They're all the same thing. But you're absolutely spot on, Jason. That's exactly why you do it. Because you just want that. You want to pop up. So when that manager types in territory manager, although I am an account manager, I will still pop up for him.
Yeah, which is genius. So I think it's critical. And again, you mentioned this earlier. If you don't know and you're not working with a staffing group, but always get a professional to identify and help you with that resume. Another great reminder, I think you would appreciate this, is if you're going to pivot potentially to, let's say you have a certain set of skills, marketing, and then maybe sales, and you might want to have two resumes, one that goes out that's a marketing resume and one that's a sales resume. Because, you know, in today's environment, if the one-stop shop resume might not be what's going to be captured for that particular job. So what I'm hearing you say is customize it to the opportunity, not just one vanilla approach. In hoping
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's a really good point that you brought up. Occasionally we might get, for example, a teacher that says, you know what, I've been teaching now for 10 years and I want to switch industries. There are so many administrative tasks that a teacher does. But when we look at, when she brings me her resume, he or she brings me that resume, it talks about how she helped the students and attendance. And it's got wording that's all that just says teacher, 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 teacher. But if you're looking to get out of that field for any reason, and you want to move into an administrative field, you need to take all of those tasks that you did as a teacher that was administrative and now incorporate that into the language of admin and not the language of teacher.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that's where someone like Metter Staffing, we have a skill list sheet that we can send you to help pull those words out of there, like data entry, admin, some of the other things that you did, record keeping, you know, administrative words that you did as a teacher, but you want them to now pop up and you want to look more administrative. So you have to pull that out because a manager can't necessarily just say, oh yeah, no, a teacher has definitely done admin. Not all managers are going to think that. So you have to pull that skill out to show all of the administrative tasks you did on a day-to-day basis, or at least on a weekly basis, and you do that within your resume.
So, Christy, you guys are paid by companies to find the right people, but or if an employee comes to you, they're Christy. It's 10 years down the road, and 10 years ago, and you walk in and say, it says staffing on the front. I need help. Are you charging the person who's trying to get the job for the sheets and the things like that? Or is that just a kind of a customer service to help find better talents for your end user? Just help people understand the dynamic there.
Sure. So, I mean, when we see that that person is struggling with building a resume, there are things that we give them with helping build that. And so, but some people I understand, I mean, they're expert already in this. Maybe they viewed resumes for a long time, so they have really a good understanding of it already, and they don't necessarily need our direction in that. But we it's not something we would hand to every person or help every person, but those that ask and need it, then we definitely have the tools for you.
Wonderful. Great to hear. And I think that's important for people to understand when it comes to the staffing thing is it is a two-way street of collaboration. And that you guys do a wonderful job of making sure that you do that. And so I think that starts with the culture, right? And the culture of caring, which again, if you go back to leadership, people like yourself, there's no doubt that you guys care. Let's talk a little bit about what the industries look like right now and what you're seeing from an overall overarching, you know, what happens is in the news, you just hear tons of job loss, right? And we all know that in Houston, oil and gas plays such a significant role, not only in the jobs, but the jobs that support that, right? So if a upstream company lays off 3,000 people, well, those 3,000 people no longer go shopping in those local restaurants and so forth and so on. So the staff gets cut back. So there's a trickle down effect throughout the entire economy from that. So talk to us a little bit about, what industries, what does it look like right now in the market?
Yeah. What it looks like right now is certainly where we're not going to stay. But I realized there's really two job seekers out there right now. There are some that are just looking for temporary and seasonal type work, and there are those who are actually looking for, an actual career. So I'm going to speak a little bit to both, because they're definitely both job seekers that are on the market. So for example, some of the jobs seasonally or that we're seeing as a temporary basis are places like, security type places. Those are up. That is up in hiring. It may not be something you want to do the rest of your life, but it's definitely an industry that's hot right now. Also, city positions always post like summer jobs for their water parks and water activities and lifeguards. If you're a seasonal job seeker right now or temporary job seeker, or even just want something to say, I just need my college student to find a summer job. Those are some of the places I would go to as well. All of the curbside and delivery type companies, they're also hiring as well. Anything Dollar General wise, Dollar General stores, all of those stores usually have a hiring sign up right now. So those are some great temporary and seasonal type places, if that's the space that you're in right now, as far as your employment search. Mm-hmm. And then for those of that are looking maybe for career type placements, of course the jobs in healthcare are still doing really well. Digital remote services to build or maintain, because with everyone working remotely, then anyone with that talent right now is certainly in demand. Also, with social communication being, so different now and no face-to-face, then marketing positions are up. So companies are looking to communicate these messages to their customers and to their clients. They couldn't communicate it before. How do you stand out in marketing these days with everything being electronic? and not the social network events we were going to before. So marketing is a really strong one that companies are looking forward to hire right now. And then lastly, a suggestion is distribution and wholesale industries. Keep in mind all your food and beverage industries are up right now. And that would be top of mind in my resume aim if I was going to look for career placement, then food and distribution and wholesale type companies are also hiring.
Great feedback. And I think the call out that I would remind everybody is that, you know, we this is a moment in time and two shall pass, right? And so sometimes we have to face some humility as we work through this together as a nation and as a local regional economy, trying to figure out ways to make things happen. But I think, and I would remind the audience of this, I think it's really important to remind, to think in these terms, that your gifts, regardless of the job, are your gifts. They were given to you for a reason. And so getting to apply those gifts really are what we were wired to do. People are always thinking in terms of, you know, how much money can I make? But it's really the disservice of a lot of people have the capacity to give back at such a great level, regardless of the income stature. So it's, you know, the ability to bring and feel like you're accomplishing or moving forward. I mean, I know personally speaking, I'm wired as a guy who I don't get to work outdoors, but I love to work outdoors. So I mow my own yard because I feel like, okay, God gave me this yard. I like to mow it, you know? And so it's kind of like, if you've got a great smile like a Christie and you're potentially disrupted and your environment has flipped your world upside down, you know, there's a high likelihood. I met a guy the other day. He's a good, wonderful human being whose life got flipped upside down from the fitness industry, but he's got these amazing gifts for connecting with others. So he started doing the grocery thing where he'd go do grocery cart pickups for everybody. Well, what ended up happening is he got so many recommendations, people started asking him to just do it for them. And so he's making, you know, pretty good money for the fact that he's displaced in between careers. But he brings a lot of joy, and it's really in the senior community because these people are disrupted from being able to go out. And so he's probably, you know, he's making more than he would on unemployment. He's helping contribute to his family. And then he's bringing a lot of joy to this senior community that he just, God put him in, because he said, I wasn't going to sit still. I have to do something. And so I love how you're calling that to action around the seasonal, the things that are out there. We live in a world today where if you have a phone or you have a means of figuring things out, you can find something to do. You know, you can find a way to do that. And then if they are lost for direction, then there's great companies like yours who kind of can help and navigate some of that. So thank you so much. I really, of all the episodes we've done recently and we're going to be publishing, I really think right now this is an episode of hope and positivity that people need. And I don't think there could be a better person equipped to share that story. So I really am thankful for that, the opportunity to have you on discussing that today. Before we wrap up, is there anything else that you believe we need to capture before we end the show?
Well, I just wanted to say in closing that certainly, I mean, I love Metter Staffing. That is not a secret. I have been with them for 13 years, and it is truly a company that I feel like God's put me at. But in today's market, and I know it's tough for those of you that were unexpected, these you had all of these unexpected situations maybe happen to you in your life. There is hope out there. There is hope, and there are people who are willing to help. I say Metter Staffing, but you do what you feel called to do and what you feel led to do as far as where to go. We would love the opportunity to help you in your job search. And sometimes we can't even help with finding the job. We're just the resume writing company for you, or we're just the company to point you in a direction that we're not even doing business with ourselves, but we heard that they're hiring. Like I said, I'm not doing business with curbside delivery, but I still suggested that, you know? So whatever avenues and information you can gather for now to help you, because it's about aiming in industries that are hot. I mean, there's no point in going to certain industries that are not really hiring right now. So we want to make the very most of your time in your job search. So it will lessen your frustration in it by going to companies and industries that make sense during this time. So we hope that you give us the opportunity at Metter Staffing to be able to assist you in this job search in one piece or another along the way of this. But we believe certainly that this is just, like Jason said, a temporary time, and that our best days are definitely still ahead of us.
Amen. Well, Christy, as always, you're a light and a positive energy. I think there were some very good tactics called out in this call today and in the show. So again, if you're tuned into this and you're not looking for a job, but you know somebody that is, pass this episode on to them. So, take the link, send it to them in a text or an email, and say, check this out. From a personal perspective, I would like to also extend as an offer to anybody watching the episode, how to actively use LinkedIn. I'm not a job professional like Christy, but I am a pursuit professional on LinkedIn, and I know how to actively use the tools. And so we're all in this together. The Economic Alliance, everything centers around the desire to serve our community, our stakeholders, and the people that live here in the Gulf Coast region and make it a better place. And so we're all in this together. You can reach out to Christy if you have more questions. She's available. Metter Staffing. Christy, what's the email for those who want to reach out? What's the best way for them to contact you?
Sure, yes. No, they're welcome to reach out to me on email, which is kclaypool@metter.com. And the way to remember our name is, I always say, Metter's better, so don't forget our name when you're looking for a job.
I love it. Metter's better. And you can contact myself. You can also contact my co-host, Clint Aiken. He's a very active user of LinkedIn and in the industrial space, so we can teach you and help work through you if you need that support on how to engage with your end user using the tools that are given us today. So we're here to serve you. The Economic Alliance, as always, you can tune into our shows. You can go to the Houston Economic Alliance, Houston Port Region, click on the subscriptions, and you can subscribe to any of our channels, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. You can find a way to listen to these shows. Tune in weekly. Christy, as always, thank you. Tune in and connect to us, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason.